106.9 WCTR, the greatest hits of all time. More and less in the morning, we're in the downtown studio at Riverside Unique. And, well, it's fourth Friday?
I can't believe that's possible, that's but it is.
Okay, it's craziness.
Yeah, how did that happen?
So, because it's the fourth Friday of the month, it's Arts Minute Update.
Absolutely.
Hester Sachs is with us this morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Macbeth sweatshirt.
Yes,
I like it.
I got to go see the Shakespeare Theater in D.C.'s production of Macbeth with Ralph Fiennes and Indira Varma a couple weeks ago, and it was amazing.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Wow. Ralph Fiennes. Oh, my. Oh, my,
is right. But you don't have to go that far for some incredible arts things. We've got a lot happening this weekend and next, and so I'm gonna talk about some of them now.
Okay, please do share.
So first things first, tomorrow afternoon is our open studio day for our SFW residency right at the Raymond Center.
Okay.
So from 12 to 3 o'clock, the artists who have been here with us now for almost 6 weeks, which so it's been, because it's a 6 weeks, and next week is their last week with us.
Oh, no.
So they've been with us for 5 weeks, and and we've grown very attached. But so they're opening their studios up, so they'll be in the building working on stuff and get a chance to sort of see what they're creating as they're creating it, and a little bit of a sneak peek of some of the stuff that's going to be in the exhibit, which then opens next Friday. So Friday, May 3rd, first Friday, which is also my birthday.
A very early happy birthday. And what a way
much.
To celebrate
I
to
know.
Open the show.
Yeah, so we're going to open the exhibit, and that'll be first Friday from 5 to 8. So that's just, you know, drop in, see everything. We'll obviously have some little nibbles and some, you know, all that good stuff.
Okay, good.
And then Saturday of the 4th is the artist talk. Okay. Where all three of the artists will talk about their experience with the residency. And that'll be at 1 o'clock on Saturday the 4th. And then that means that our exhibit is open. And so we'll have open gallery hours. We'll be open Wednesday through Saturday. Mm-hmm. Wednesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., because those are our office hours. And then Saturday is 10 to 2, and that'll be through the end of the month of May.
Okay.
Yeah.
That sounds good. Wow.
Yeah, I know. We're really excited. This project has been growing and building and a long time coming, and we're really looking forward to it. But of course, it's not the only thing.
Oh, no, of course not. No, but wait, there's more.
So the weather is gorgeous, and if you've been out walking around, you probably spotted some of the plein air artists who are down.
I have, yes. Even driving, because there's some that were up further up the street.
Yeah, absolutely. So because it's River Arts annual plein air event, Paint the Town. Mm-hmm. So artists have been starting painting already, and then they'll be painting all around the county. And then on tomorrow at is the wet paint show. So that that starts in the evening, 5 o'clock at River Arts, where, you know, things that are still damp up on the wall, you get a chance to purchase them and look at them and see some incredible scenes from around Kent County.
I think that's so cool that literally the artist was painting it this morning or this afternoon, and tomorrow evening it'll be on the wall.
Right. And then if you want the like super brand new paintings, of course, is Sunday's quick fire paint. So it's literally over 2 hours on Sunday morning that people are out and painting around. So usually those are just going to be Chestertown scenes, because you've got to get your stuff back to Fountain Park by 11 a.m. So that it's there to display, and it's this sort of quick fire event, which is just a really, really great thing.
I always look forward to this every year.
Yeah,
it's very exciting.
Really, yeah, it's pretty great. And of course, then that gives you out, and then you get a nice bit of lunch, and that would get you right in time for the matinee to go see Baskerville at the Garfield.
Oh.
So it's second weekend of Baskerville. I won't talk too much about it, because I don't want to, you know, make anybody too excited.
Head swell.
Yeah.
I don't want to get knocked off the stage.
Right, exactly.
Mm-hmm. And we don't want one of his 14 personalities to come out
either. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. So it's second weekend of Baskerville.
Yes.
So performances Friday, Saturday night at 8, Sunday at 2, this weekend and next weekend. Make sure you get out and see it.
I've heard rave reviews. I am actually going myself this Sunday to the matinee.
I think I'm probably going to be going on Sunday, because I think that's the one day I can. which is great, which just makes me really happy that there are, you know, a couple weekends of performances so that you can actually get out to see stuff.
Exactly.
And then if you're not going to the matinee at the Garfield on Sunday, There is a concert at the Mainstay, Diana Sanchez and Alina Antoneka, which is classical violin and piano. Mm-hmm. That's at 4 o'clock on Sunday at the Mainstay. And then Saturday at Sumner Hall, a really kind of special concert. So it's a trio music called Apart and Together. It's Nevin Dawson, Quinn Parsley, and Ashley Watkins. And so it's viola, classical guitar, and flute. And they're playing at Sumner Hall. That is Saturday night. At 7 p.m. And there are tickets. I think tickets available are on the Sumner Hall website, or you can probably still get them at the door, or if you spot a poster around, there's a QR code that you can scan to get them. But that should be something that's really, really special and unique, something very different.
Lots of things going on in the art world this weekend, next weekend.
Yeah. So
it's spring is in the air, and it's a great time to enjoy the arts.
Exactly. Lots of stuff to do.
Thank you so much, Hester, for joining us.
You're welcome. Thanks, guys.